Good afternoon. My name is Della McBerry. My Twitter is FlightAE. Today is, March 14th, 2011. It's approximately 27 days into the revolution in Libya. A little bit about myself. I'm 33 years old. I live in Denver, Colorado. I've lived in the United States. I was born here in 1978. My father and mother fled the country in one day's notice from Benghazi. My father was an Olympic qualifier in the shot put and was also a powerlifter and headed up the Olympic city in Benghazi and was also part of the government. He fled the country rather hastily one day to escape imprisonment and possible some other vile acts by the Gaddafi regime. Since then, my father has never returned, as well as my whole family. None of us have returned. My brothers and sisters never ever stepped their foot in Libyan soil. And this is something, obviously, that we regret tremendously, but we had no choice. What happens to dissidents from the United States, or any other country for that matter, that returns to Libya? They get imprisoned, they get tortured, they might even get killed. And they're forced, anybody that comes from the U.S. and anybody that comes from overseas into Libya are forced to basically become an informational train to everybody else that's outside of the United States and or outside of Libya. So, for instance, if I went to Libya, they would ask me who you know, who talks about Gaddafi in a negative manner, so on and so forth. And the mere, if you criticize him, even outside of Libya, you know, he sent people to send death threats and so on and so forth. And we lived a life growing up of you know, I mean, we were extremely confident in God and my father, who, you know, always had guns on him. So, you know, we received death threats growing up. We received, you know, people to come and knock on our doors and leave letters and so on and so forth. And this was pretty normal for us growing up. Probably till I became 17 or 18 years old, the FBI and everybody else watched our house for probably 10 years or so. So this is something that we grew up with. I've never even met my grandparents. I met my grandmother when she came to the United States. They let her go to come and visit. And, you know, my mom's mother, well, my dad's mother and my grandparents never even met. My grandparents died in the 80s. My dad and mom never had a chance to go bury them. My grandmother, my dad's mom, you know, passed away a couple years ago. My dad didn't have a chance to bury her. He seen her a few years ago in Cairo. They let her go. They used to hold her to punish my father, and they used to beat up my uncles on both sides. They used to imprison them, torture them, all because of my dad, you know. And this is something that has been lingering as me and my brothers and my family inside of just tremendous hate for anybody who supported Gaddafi. So anybody that came here to the United States that we knew supported Gaddafi, we showed them that hate. We showed them that, you know, because of what we grew up in. So basically, there is no chance that Gaddafi is going to win, without a doubt. The Libyan people are extremely brave and extremely honorable, and they're not going to stop. I guarantee this. And at this point, you know, God willing, that the world will come in and put a no-fly zone, but it needs to happen right away. And this is a call to everybody in the world. It needs to happen now.